guys. Oh my God. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all know I love all of y'all with tuning in to Tea Time with Effie on a Tuesday or whenever the hell you're listening to me. Babies, when I tell y'all, I have a surprise for y'all today. I have a surprise for y'all today, but before we get into that shit, let us just start off like we start every episode. Baby, whether you're listening to me on your bed with your earphones, maybe you might be in the grocery store doing your weekly or your monthly shopping. You might be in your car and have me on the stereo, baby, on surround sound. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. This week's episode is entitled Cheating with our guest host, Auntie Licious. Hey, Auntie Licious, how you doing today, baby?
Hi, Effie. I'm doing fine, baby. How you doing?
Ooh, baby, I'm doing fine as hell. I'm so glad you agreed to join me today on this topic of cheating because you know these men are here traveling in these streets.
Amen.
Traveling in these streets. And Auntie, I'm trying to ask you.
First of all, where the hell the cameras at?
There ain't no cameras. Ain't no cameras out of here, Auntie Licious. This is a radio show.
I thought I'm coming over here and there's gonna be cameras.
Mm-mm. This is a radio show, Auntie. You know in the radio there ain't no cameras, baby. But I'm trying to ask you, give us a brief introduction of yourself to all the listeners out there because they trying to ask me. I'm trying to get no messages. Who is Auntie Licious? Tell us who you is, where you're from, what's your age, if you've been married before, maybe you're a widow, what the hell's going on?
Baby, first of all, I forgot all them questions that you done asked. Well, I'm 34 years old, I feel older, given the things that I've done been through.
Ooh.
But I'm married, I've been in a 7.5-year relationship, and currently I'm in another one.
Are you?
But in fact, this relationship is going to be 1 year officially on the 19th, which is a Monday.
Oh, baby, I tell y'all, T, with a dash of love, baby, they're going to be the anniversary on Monday. No wonder Aunt Delicious done asked me to put her on the podcast today because she knew she was going to have to put a shout out there for her love of her life. Babies, let's dive right into this topic. So like I said, today we're talking about cheaters. Now, can I tell you, before I let Auntie Licious take over, let me talk about some of the cheaters that I done had in my life. Babies, I have dated many a man. And of course, for ethical reasons, we will not mention the names, but we will tell y'all what they done did to Effie Escandalo in the time of supposed love. Babies! I had, y'all remember, episode 1, 2, and 3. Probably 4, 5, and 6 as well.
I remember it well. By the way, congratulations on the success of the show.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Delicious, baby. But I tell y'all, this manifesting out of here. A bitch is currently being streamed in South Africa, America, the United Arab Emirates, Amen. Germany, Singapore, and Russia, baby. Ooh, baby, when I tell y'all, I am international.
Can you just say that again? Russia.
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 Baby, so let me get in here. So, I had dated this guy, Kevin. And I hope he don't listen to my podcast because he probably gonna figure out what I'm talking about his ass. Baby's gonna tell you, we had dated for quite a long time, right? And I didn't know nothing. I was stupid. Y'all know that song of Rihanna, Stupid in Love. Ooh, baby, I was stupid in love. Stupid because he been cheated on me for 5 years. For 5 years, Auntie Licious, this man been cheated on me. I didn't know that he cheated on my ass. The first thing that had happened was when we had broken up, right? I had gone over to one of my friends' house, Renee and Fanae. They said to me, Effie, we need to spill some tea. I said, what the hell's going on? They said to me, Effie, Kevin had been cheating on your ass. You have been too open with this man. Listen to this shit, Auntie Licious. You have been too open with this man. I said, Renee, Finay, what you talking about being too open? They said, no, let us break it down to you, baby. Sometimes you have been too honest about when you're going to be here, what time you're finna be back, what time you're going to leave, and all that shit. So I was like, I still don't understand. They said to me, Effie, if you would go to your mama's house, right, you would tell Kevin that you was going to leave at 2 o'clock. So on that day, Kevin would work until 3 o'clock, and he would invite somebody to come around at 4:30, because he would know at that time, Effie long gone. Then he would introduce these babies to all of them, and they didn't know. Like, how do you react when somebody just places you in such a situation? What would you do, Aunt Delicious? Imagine me, you friends, right? You know I am dating Mr. Big, and all of a sudden, I come to your house with Mr. Small. How would you react to that shit?
I would ask you, what the hell do you want? Do you want Big or do you want them Small? You know what I mean, baby, when I say that. Pick your size. Pick your size. Do you want big or do you want small? You can't have both of them. You can't.
This is not that type of lifestyle. Sometimes we wish we could have more on we could have more on the menu. But unfortunately, society limits us to only one baby. I'm sick of just eating on one piece of horse. I can't do that shit. I won't have all the flavors. But we're gonna tell y'all about Danya Vos, Hrabo Vos. I want everything at the same time. I'm just talking crazy with y'all. I'm not that way inclined because I'm a jealous bitch. Can I get an amen, Aunt Delicious?
You can get an amen, but I'm still on the Danya and the Krabo and the Boudivores. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm the type of person, if I'm going to go to one type of sausage, I'm going to go to Danya and say to myself, you know what, I am Danya. Baby, I'm telling you, you can't go for one of these sauces, you're getting stomach cramps.
And it's so true, you know, we actually make ourselves sick. All them cheaters out there, not that I'm saying that I'm a cheater, but all them cheaters out there, you make yourself mentally sick. Imagine you constantly have to train your mind not to mention that person's name in front of your actual person. Isn't that some kind of strain that it would put on your ass, Aunt Delicious?
No comment.
Mm-hmm. She know. I think she know because Aunt Delicious, she used to be a hoe back in the day, baby.
Baby, I used to be a hoe. I used to put the eights and the O to the hoe. That's me. They call me Auntie Ho Ho Ho. I'm like, hey, Father Christmas, what you doing tonight, baby?
Babies, but I tell y'all, I'm so happy. I had asked Aunt Delicious to join me today. So like I said, I would tell him I'm going to leave at 2 o'clock. He and his new man would get there at 4 o'clock. Then I would tell him, I'm coming home on Sunday. I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock. And then the new man would leave at 2 o'clock. This motherfucker was, he was an A student in cheating, don't you think, Aunt Delicious?
I think so. Did you check his heart rate, his pulse rate, his foot rate?
I don't like to touch nobody's feet. I might love you with all my heart, but that don't mean that I'm going to touch those motherfuckers.
Bitch, I heard you don't like a lot of things. Last week's episode was about, I don't like bananas. What the hell? You talking to me? I know you for how many years, baby? You love them bananas. And today, I see you upgrade yourselves. Now, I can do for you what Martin did to the people.
Ooh.
So, I don't understand what the hell is going on over here. You talking about Krabo Vos? Buddha Vos? What a deductible you hear. Oh, yes, baby. I learned some of your Afrikaans years in this town while I've been here. I love Cape Town. Shout out to all my peeps in Cape Town, baby.
Babies, Auntie Delicious just broke it down for y'all. What can you put? What was that song that you done rapped just so quickly? Do it again for us, Auntie Delicious.
I can do for you what Martin did.
Ooh, Beyonce here, baby. Upgrade you. Let Auntie Delicious upgrade you on this blessed day. Babies. Yeah, so that is what he would do. And I would know that he'd been cheating on my ass. In the meantime, I'll be looking like a stupid ass outside. Everybody knowing that he have a new boyfriend every weekend when I go to my mama's house. How you gonna do me like that? I done love you. I done gave you all my time. 5 years? 5 years of my time, Auntie Licious?
Too long.
Exactly. I might have met my actual soulmate in those 5 years. But in the meantime, I've been sitting with this trifling ass. I can't even do it. So enough about Kevin, babies. Let me tell y'all about Steve. Babies, let a bitch have a sip of this tea. Ooh, baby.
Well, I also need to give myself a little bit of a top up so that I can swallow too.
Babies, when I tell Auntie Licious she had just walked out, gone to go and refill her cup, actually her glass, with her wines. Anywho, babies, so like I said to y'all, I had started dating this guy, Steve. But I dated him before Kevin's time, right? And he would come, you know, come and sleep over. He had met my mama. He had met my sister. Hey, mama and Jamie, I love y'all. And on this one weekend, he had come over to our house, right? And while he is there, he goes to shower. But he gets a message on his phone. That was the first and the last time that I have checked a boyfriend's phone. Other than the time of Kevin that I told y'all about on the previous episode. But that was the last time. He was in the shower, right? I'll be in my bed. His phone be bzz, 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 buzzing, right? Right next to me. So I take his phone because I thought maybe it could be his mama. You know what I'm saying? I take his phone and I look through the messages. And here I see a message from somebody saying, Auntie Licious, listen to this shit. So while my boyfriend was in the shower, Steve, while he was in the shower, his phone was buzzing. So I thought, okay, let me look at this message. It might just
be... First of all, why the hell don't you have no waiters over here?
No.
Bitch gotta get up on your show. I should have gone to Wendy Williams.
Anywho, you see, I thought that it's his mama messaging him. It wasn't his mama. It was somebody he'd been cheating with.
July.
Mm-hmm. I see the messages this guy be saying.
Now I'm asking, did it happen in July?
Probably. It might have been July time, but I think we started dating in August, so it might just have been September.
July, August, September. Mm-hmm. And cheaters love
the cheating power in of three.
In August. Mm-hmm. In August. They love cheating in August.
Yeah, it's because not too hard.
If you think about July, anything about July, that's what they have up in the prince. Say July. Don't lie to me.
Babies, when I tell y'all. So I look at this phone and I see that it's actually some guy that is messaging him, saying to him, oh my God, I wish you didn't have to go over to F's house. I had such a nice time with y'all, the past 2 weeks. We had gone to the gardens for a romantic picnic. We had gone out. And I've even slept over at your house. Now, babies, when I tell you, I'm sitting on my bed reading this shit. So my heart starts palpitating very fast. And I think, okay, bitch, let Steve continue showering. This is your time to get dressed, go over the road to Brittany. Y'all remember my friend Brittany? So I go over to Brittany's house. I tell Brittany, Brittany, this motherfucker cheating. She said, what you talking about? I said, I told her what had happened. She said, oh my God, he's going to come around here. How am I supposed to act around this guy? I said, just act normal. We're not going to confront him because our emotions are too crazy right now. We need to get them unexpectedly. That's the way I do it. When you think I forgot, that's when I get your ass. What do you want to say, Unlicious?
Baby, I just feel like you're so much stronger than me. The moment I think you done cheated, and I find out. Mm-hmm. But let me just tell you something. some of them were just went missing in the Kach Chucho River.
Ooh, Aunt Delicious, you react very quickly. You say you don't wait for it to simmer. You just want it to come back.
I can't. You gotta throw those motherfuckers. You can't still simmer. There ain't no thing like simmer. Mm-hmm. What you gotta do is you gotta get them grits when it's hot.
Ooh, yes.
Throw it and swat. That's what you gotta do, baby. That's a trick I learned from my Auntie Medina.
Yeah, I remember Auntie Medina. But for everybody out there to know, what the hell is a grit?
Grit is what y'all call in South Africa is milly meal.
Oh, the milly meal. So you wait until it's hot, you throw them with the pot.
Wait until it's hot and throw them with a pot. That actually rhymes. We should be rappers, baby. But you wait until it's hot.
And you throw it with the pot.
Yeah, ooh. Wait until it's hot, boiling like lava. That is the time when you see that cheating
Cardi
motherfucker
B, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, and Missy Elliott. They ain't got nothing on us. I'm delicious.
No, wop, wop, wop.
Ooh, baby.
Y'all don't know what wop stands for. It is wet ass.
Oh my God, Aunt Delicious is serving this tea piping hot today, babies. I don't know if y'all drink your tea with some milk or black, but Aunt Delicious is giving her flavor of tea today, babies. So like I said, me and Bronwyn in the house, and Steve comes on over, so we pretend like it's normal. He said, oh my God, y'all want a drink for the day? We said, yes, are you buying? So we ordered all the expensive liquors, babies. That was before the liquor eats. How do you, like Uber Eats?
Yeah, yeah.
You can order your liquor on Uber Eats too, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know how you work this technology, but I heard that you care.
Mm-hmm. So it was before that time. So we let him get into the taxi, go to the liquor store, come back with and drank up all his wines. And then eventually, after a long time, I said to him, you know what? You can continue your relationship with that person that you had met at the gardens, because I ain't trying to share no man. Baby, you's a beautiful liar. Aunt Delicious.
At least you had a beautiful liar. I just had a motherfucking ugly ass liar. You're talking about going out for some drinks. You know, the day I found out that my ass has been cheating on, 3.5 years.
Oh my God.
I went straight to the casino. I wanted to spend all the cash he done had.
Spill this tea, Aunt Delicious.
I'm dead serious, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to spend all of that cash and all of that coin, and it was 1,000, then it was 2,000, then it was 3,000, then it was 4, and I thought to myself, I let him have it. I thought it was going to be more than 4. See, another rap, we should write this shit down, baby. And the moment I felt like, you know what, this ain't satisfying, this hole that I have in my heart, this hole that I have in my stomach, it's a pain that I don't think anybody can describe.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
But that money done nothing. I felt like I wanted to get back at this motherfucker. I wanted to humiliate him. I became a person that I never knew I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned him into somebody that he was not. I made him feel like the coward that I always thought that he was.
Mm-hmm.
2 months later, baby.
Two months later.
After finding out, no, remember, I was being cheated on. We went out for 1 year, cheated on for 3.5 years. Then I thought I done forgave his ass. And just when I thought I forgave him, another cheating happened.
Ooh.
2 months later, while I was in the next room sleeping. If it wasn't for my friend Cindy, I wouldn't know what the hell went up in that bathroom. I still remember I took 2 Edgar dolls.
Tell us what had happened. Do you know what had happened? Can you spill this tea?
Of course I can spill this tea. You know, I ain't gonna say nobody's name.
Mm-hmm. For ethical reasons.
For ethical reasons. I don't know what the hell. Ethical reasons. But prior to finding out about the cheating,
mm-hmm.
My friend, her name is Cindy. Cindy and Darlene, one of my good friends.
Yeah.
I don't see them often, but we love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they done saw a kiss between, I'm going to use his name as Brr.
Yeah, let's say Brr.
And Brr was together with another
Nicki
guy
Minaj
by the name of
Brr.
Brr was shooting with Shh.
Ooh.
You know, it rhymes with cannon, but we can't say the name.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon. Anyway, he knows. If I'm going to see his ass on these streets, I done made a promise him one day at one of my friends' weddings that if I'm going to get you, baby, let me tell you something. You are going to wish that the sperm did a backstroke when he saw the egg that created you.
Unless you are spilling, this is a good tea. And then what happened?
Then I was sleeping. I remember I had a migraine. You know, I get these migraines attacks since I was 5, 6 years old. I went for blood tests, went for x-rays, did everything, can't find out what the hell.
You need to find a neurologist or something.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm sleeping. I take my Adderall, so I'm sleeping, and everybody's having a good old time. Mm-hmm. Two of my friends done went to go and sleep already. It was Darlene and it was Ashwin. Another good friend of mine. Then Cindy and Wesley, they were sitting at the back, just having a good old time while I'm sleeping. And while the other guy, let's just call this motherfucker A.
Mm-hmm.
So A and Brr went into the bathroom together.
And what they done did?
Well, let's just say they were eating bananas.
Oh!
Let's just say they were eating bananas. And I was sleeping and Cindy came to me, I remember, and I can't understand Afrikaans so well, but I hope that I get these words right. She comes and she wakes me up, but prior to being to finding out about all these things, she didn't tell me about the first kiss between Brr and Shh.
Yeah.
Anyway, she tells me, my friend, please wake up. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you something. Something's happening. And I'm waking up and I'm thinking, oh my God, do I have to stop a fight? Is someone fighting over here?
Yeah.
I get up and she says, I cannot lose you again.
What you talking about?
Because when I knew about the kiss, they never told me. And once I found out about the cheating, this shit came out.
Yeah.
And I told him I was mad as hell because I was the type of person, I'm going to put you on blast. You know what I'm saying?
Don't try me.
No trifling ass motherfucker continue to hurting my friend. I know that he's hurting my friend behind the back. As I said earlier on, it's either you take your crowbar or you're done here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Amen.
Now I'm thinking, she says to me, baby, you gotta wake up. I'm like, okay, cool. What's wrong? She has tears in her eyes. She starts crying. I'm like, they're in the bathroom. And she's hysterical. And she's telling me, they're in the bathroom. I don't even ask no questions so that I can hear no lies.
Mm-hmm.
At the speed of light, I'm knocking down that door. There was still a crack in that door.
Oh, in the door.
Yeah, I was mad as hell, baby.
Ooh.
Knocking. Brr is looking as white as a fucking... What do you call that? Albino snakes.
Yeah.
Pink eyes.
Yeah.
The other one is still slithering around him, and as I'm telling you, the bananas suddenly split.
Oh.
Oh yes, baby. They open up the door. So what the hell are y'all doing up in here? Together?
What they doing?
What the hell are y'all doing up in
Somebody
here?
Somebody been on their knees.
Somebody been. Look, the only time I go on my knees is to pray, baby.
Mm-hmm. You
these
better
snakes.
Please.
These snakes. These hoes and loyal.
Ooh!
I'm telling you, I'm questioning these motherfuckers and nobody's giving me a good enough answer so that I can believe this shit.
They tried the wrong one,
baby. Mm. You know, they can be lucky. We went on holiday, so I didn't have my Glock.
Ooh!
I tell Cindy, what the hell going on here? I asked her, that time I still had one of the blackberries that I didn't know how to work, but I asked her, baby, do me a favor. Go to that motherfucker, Aim. Record this shit, and I need to know what the hell was actually happening, because none of them, they lying for each other. I mean, Adam and Eve ain't got nothing on them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I said to them, you know what? I believe y'all. Cindy goes in, she records something. She records the shit, and she says, she asks A, give me an answer, what did you guys do? A doesn't answer. I go back to Brr. Mm-hmm. This is 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Brr continues to lie. So you better swear on my life and you better swear on yours. You better swear on your mother's, and if you think anything of us, you ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in that karma. I believe in that Bible. Ooh, I believe in
yes.
God. Anyway, I say to this motherfucker, and he continues to lie. I asked him once, I asked him twice, and then I started playing in the voice recording, which A, he did not admit to anything.
Yeah.
But I said, now you've heard half of this. So the truth is gonna come. I'd rather hear it from you. If you can't tell me the truth over here, shit is gonna go down.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker starts crying. I didn't know snakes
can cry. Who crying? Brr.
Brr.
Ooh.
Brr. It was cold, but it was brr. It was cold. It was brr. Says to me, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I said, you better shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait up until the next morning. Now I got the truth out. The other one still kept on lying. I gave that motherfucker. I got physical for the first time in my life.
Ooh.
Not.
But he had pushed you that way.
Too far. I always said to myself, you know, I ain't never gonna fight over a man,
mm-hmm.
but I'm gonna fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't fighting for none of them. I was just fighting because this motherfucker was lying to my face.
He's a lying ass.
And I trusted him so much, and I done told him what we were going through, and he still did that shit.
He never loved you.
He never loved
me. Oh, maybe he did, but it might have, you know,
that's a different type of love, you know?
Yeah.
People always say, you know, I've cheated, but I still love you.
Oh, that hell was, to the no.
You're sick. Mm. Get help.
Yeah.
If you want so many men, why don't you go to jail?
Exactly.
We need all your motherfucking cheating asses to be in jail so that none of us gets trapped with one of y'all.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Aunt Delicious is spilling this tea today, babies. I thought I had been spilling tea, but this is tea time with Aunt Delicious today, babies. Let's move over. Let's ask Aunt Delicious, do you have some tips for anybody out there, no matter if they're part of the LGBT or the heterosexual community, any tips for anybody who knows that their partner's cheating? And also,
ask one question at a time, baby. Ooh. You know, this Alzheimer's is getting to me.
Let me say, do you have a tip for somebody who knows that their partner's cheating on them? What would you say to them?
Get out. Mm-hmm. Get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get something out of the deal.
Yeah, like what?
You can blackmail them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is when they are their most... I almost
sound vulnerable. English.
Yeah. At the most vulnerable.
Oh!
You get something out of it. If that doesn't make you feel better, leave their ass. Look, I'm telling you now, really, if they did it once, they're going to do it again.
Mm.
I'm just saying. And it took me 2.5 years to realize that I got to get out of this because it's not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for me. And it really took a while for me to say to myself that I don't need this because this is what I've always thought that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they make you feel.
You thought you needed a man.
I thought I needed a man. I thought I needed to be loved. I thought the world of someone that didn't think the world of me.
Mm-hmm. Angelicious, you know, you should sing that song to them. And I want you to sing it. Just the chorus. I don't need a man. Pussycat doll.
Can I use my opera voice?
You may.
I don't need a man to. How does the song go again?
I don't need a man to make it happen. I get off being free. That's what you got to say to these trapping asses. And now also, what do you have to say about somebody who might be listening to this episode today and they have unfortunately caught themselves and they are now the cheater? What would you say to that person? Word of motivation.
Motherfucker. Can I swear on this? No, I've been struggling cursing out so much. Motherfucker, if you know better, do better. Just stop it. Stop what the hell you're doing because what you are doing ain't no longer a mistake. They keep on saying, I made a mistake. I didn't mean to. But how in the hell do you go on and on and on? You can't put a dick in once. That's a mistake. But if you're going to put that dick in over and 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 over. my God, I can make a song. Baby, I hope that you're writing these notes down because we can make a song about this drunkenness.
Baby, just listen back to the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah,
tune in, everybody.
You're always going to be here. You're always going to be here for the rest of eternity on Spotify. Get us on, catch us on Spotify, Google.
Oh, yes.
Podcast, Breaker, Anchor, FM, etc.
Quick question. Do I get any royalties for my talent?
Yeah, we'll see how much streams we get on this episode before we go into any type of financial contract.
Oh my God, I'm telling you, you people, you started the podcast and I done made your ass famous. The next thing you know, you're on TV. The next thing I know, I'm watching you on TV. What the hell am I doing in this seat over here and you over there? I got you where you are, bitch, and now you want to keep you watching now.
Our delicious is coming for me today, babies.
Yeah.
I apologize on her behalf. Babies, I just want to say thank you to all of y'all for tuning in to Tea Time wherever today. I hope y'all have learned something from Auntie Licious on this matter of cheating and even of me talking about Kevin and Steve. Babies, if you feel like you got to leave your relationship, if you have any type of idea in your mind that you're going to start cheating, just break it off. Just break it off. You don't want that karma on yourself. We're not trying to put no, what do you call it, what goes around comes around shit on you. But rather end the shit before you do it. You don't want that type of karma.
I got one more thing to say.
Yeah, Auntie Lee.
You know, we got all of these senses and sometimes we just use one. That's our mouth. That's our tongue. That's our, you know, that's who you are, that you're speaking from your soul, from your mind, from your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is that you need to remember is the ratio. You cannot learn anything if you're continuously using your mouth. I'm not talking about down there.
Because you know that's the way
talking. That makes you blind. You need to use your eyes. You need to use your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to a 19-year-old girl and colleague and friend that has reminded me of that piece of advice.
Yeah, let's spill this.
You know, with this Alzheimer's, I done forgot about these things. You need to work out the ratio. Mouth one, you've got 2 ears, you've got 2 eyes. Take note of what is going on around your ears.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Aunt Delicious, for that. So like I always end off and start every episode, whether you're sitting on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might just be in your car with me and Auntie Licious on the stereo. Or maybe you're walking in the grocery or liquor store buying your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.